Dear Helen. Following your directions in a column last October, we planted a pot of bulbs in 3 tiers. We are pleased with the result, but wonder what to do with the bulbs once they have finished blooming. Can we leave them in the planter for another spring flowering season, or should we lift and store the bulbs for replanting in the fall? GD. The bulbs will be somewhat depleted following their flower display. The first thing to do is to remove faded flowers, and let the plants die down naturally in the pot, reducing water gradually. If you need the pot for planting something else, the bulbs can be unpotted and dug into the garden for dyeing back. Here, you have choices. Leave the entire planting clump whole, firm it in carefully into good soil that is moderately damp, and dig the bulbs later for storing in a cool, dark spot until planting time in the fall. I usually sidestep the digging and storing part by you potting the bulbs, separating them carefully and planting them to die back in places where they are to be left to bloom again. They can be planted between shrubs and perennials in ornamental beds, or used to set up a spring, cutting garden, of bulb flowers. I set up one such planting, of previously potted tulips, along a fence. It was an easy way to be sure of having fresh-cut tulips for the house over future spring seasons. Dear Helen. Both last year and this year I've had to replant seeds at least twice to get germination from my indoor sowings. Could it be the seeding mix that I use? SL. Many variables are involved in successful germination. They include the age of the seeds, planting mix quality, temperature, seeding depth, moisture levels, and light. Most seeds, stored in uniformly cool, dry, dark conditions, stay viable for 3 years. Onions and leeks, larkspur and aster are examples of seeds that stay viable for only 1 or 2 years, while cabbage family vegetables, cucumber, snapdragon and sunflower seeds will remain viable for around 5 years. Some gardeners sow first into a commercial seeding mix and then transplant the young seedlings into a heftier mix for growing into transplant size. I save time and labor by seeding directly into containers using an all-purpose potting mix combined with a more substantial, weightier mix that is also designated as all-purpose. The seedlings, thinned, stay in place until transplanting. Most seeds need warm soil temperatures to germinate in a timely fashion. They may rot in cold, wet planting mixes. Most seed packets give approximate days to germination. Keep the seeding medium evenly and consistently but modestly moist. Some seeds, like violas and pansies, germinate best in darkness. I usually cover their containers with a few layers of newspaper before laying a plastic sheet, saved shopping bags, over top for moisture retention. Other seeds, petunia, campanula, germinate most successfully when exposed to light. These seeds are just barely covered or lightly pressed onto dampened soil surface, and given a loose, clear plastic humidity tent, covering. Garden events. Plant sale. The Peninsula Garden Club is hosting a spring plant sale on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Mary Winspear Center in Sydney. Expect a wonderful selection of perennials, annuals, and vegetable transplants. Cash and checks are welcome. St. Michael Plant Sale. St. Michael and All Angels Women's Guild is hosting its annual plants, pots and more sale on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 4733 West Saanich Road in Royal Oak. Outside, gardeners will find tomato plants, flowering pots and baskets, strawberry plants, vegetable and annual flower transplants and perennials. In the hall will be garden-themed jewelry, tools and more. Cairnsmore Plant Sale. Volunteer gardeners for Cairnsmore Place and Cowichan Hospice House, 250 Cairnsmore Street in Duncan, are hosting their annual plant sale on Saturday. Starting at 10 a.m. there will be a large variety of plants for sale, master gardeners to answer questions, and tours of the gardens for those interested. For a list of plants to be sold, email plantsale2022@gmail.com. Nanaimo Plant Sale. The Nanaimo Horticultural Society is holding a plant sale on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Nanaimo North Town Center on Rutherford Road. Master gardeners will be present to answer questions. H. Chestnut at bcsupernet.com.